Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We're heading into Inside Your Business at this particular point. We've been speaking some property this week. Yesterday we spoke with Attack. We also spoke a little bit about the 15-year perspective of the property market on the residential side with Lightstone. And as I say, we spoke to Attack Property about developments both in residential, retail and the like. But a juggernaut in the business, Growthpoint, released their results today, full year 2024. Muted but decent increase in group revenue at just under 5% and operating profit unfortunately down, which had an impact on distributions. I speak now with Growthpoint Properties CEO Estienne de Klerk, who joins me on the line this evening. Estienne, apologies for the delay. How are you this evening?
Good evening. Thank you very much. All good.
Fantastic. Okay, so talk to us a little bit about the dynamics driving Growthpoint's performance year for this particular year.
Yes, so the reduction in our distribution and distributable earnings is mainly driven by the increases in interest rates that we've experienced, not just in South Africa, where it's been 4.75% higher, but also in our Australian and Eastern European operations, where we've seen marked increases in those interest rates. So they ultimately have had quite a negative impact on our distributable earnings. The other factor has been that, you know, our trading and development division has quite lumpy earnings, so you can't always time it in a financial year. And what we've seen is that has had a negative impact there. On the positive side, you know, fundamentally, the property portfolio, our retail, our office and industrial portfolios have all improved significantly and in terms of their performance. So all our key indicators, you know, are significantly better. And if we look at the V&A, that certainly is a stellar performance, you know, in a global context where we've seen an additional 19% increase in its bottom line and ultimately translating in 12.6% increase in its distributions to us.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the dynamics there. I mean, it seems to continue, the jewel in the crown. It seems to continue to really deliver solid results. And is that something that you perceive persisting for the foreseeable?
Yeah, so I think, you know, there's a couple of factors. I think firstly, coming through COVID, obviously we're coming off a reasonably low base where the asset literally halved its profit. So as the tourist market improves and as local and international tourism starts returning, we've seen, you know, a marked improvement in the demand. The economy of Cape Town has also been pretty strong. So we see broadly within the Cape market, you know, retail, office and industrial, even outside of the DNA, has been performing well. Vacancies have come down in all three of the sectors, and we're seeing net rental growth there. We've also invested and continue to invest pretty strongly in the V&A. So expanding the offering within the V&A and improving it continuously. I mean, our pipeline of development there is over $4.5 billion, which is actually more than the rest of Growthpoint. So, you know, adding new hotels, adding residential for rental, adding residential for investment, and also expanding the shopping offering. We're putting in a luxe mall component into the mall, expanding the existing mall and right-sizing some of those luxury boutiques where many of the local and international tourists have certainly frequented significantly. So, you know, all those things have actually contributed to the strong growth in that asset. And the hotels have performed, you know, particularly well, seeing revenue increase over 44% there.
More luxe, Estienne, in more.
Yeah, so you won't believe it. There is strong demand from South Africans for luxury products. And when the international tourists, come off the luxury liners or jet in directly to Cape Town, they certainly frequent that shopping center. Interestingly enough, they have done a study, and if you're a tourist in Cape Town, if you spend $1 in Cape Town, 60 cents of that will be in the V&A. So the V&A really does contribute to the Cape economy, and And, you know, our broader portfolio in Cape Town and even in KwaZulu-Natal certainly has outperformed Gauteng, which is, you know, a little disappointing from a Gauteng perspective. But we remain hopeful that the economy is slowly but surely recovering, and real estate is very much linked to actual economic growth.
Excuse me. Sorry about that. It certainly is. And I was just about to say that the nice thing, just looking at the performance of the share price, not only year to date, but even month to date, or certainly since the beginning of August, it seems to be that the market has been quite fair on Growthpoint. It's been a really stellar performer for the year. And it being a relatively cyclically impacted business, there's an understanding that this is going to turn around. The interest rate impact will turn around in time in anticipation of MPC, at the beginning of a rate cutting cycle from the MPC later this month. Do you feel that the market's been fair?
Yes, look, I mean, I think every CEO feels that their stock is undervalued. I mean, we still trade at a significant discount to our NAV per share, which is at 20 rand 20 cents. If you think the share price is in around 14 rand, that's quite a deep discount. So I think as interest rates start coming down and as we manage to turn the company into distribution growth, you know, I think that discount will be wiped out. And I think any investor that invests into most of the real estate listed counters today, I think over the medium term will be well rewarded. So it's certainly the sector to watch. It over the past, let's say, 4 years post-COVID, which is sort of a very unique circumstance, I think the sector has been absolutely punished significantly on the market. So, you know, we're optimistic that from the investment case perspective, you know, real estate is still a very good investment class, and the listed real estate sector is a good place to invest, and Growthpoint is the most liquid and tradable way to invest into real estate. So we certainly believe, you know, as an investment proposition, it offers a good long-term diversifier and very good dividend distributions for investors to use. And if you think about the risk-return relationship, you can reasonably, with some reasonable certainty, know what the distribution is. So that's a large component of your return that you can bank on in cash. Not too many investment classes offer that level of transparency.
Absolutely. And it's that visibility that I think is part of why, yes, I hear you on the NAV discount, but I think it's part of why the market has been quite fair. You guided towards a decrease in distributions. You've guided that will probably take until after FY 2025 to really push through. But looking at a 2020 NAV valuation, all that says to me is this seems like a really great opportunity to get in on board.
Yes, I would. I'm obviously biased, but I will agree with you. And I think, you know, just looking at, you know, the distribution profile, you know, next year is still reasonably impacted by these high interest rates, both locally and internationally for us. And obviously, we will benefit as the interest rate cycle goes down and in our favor. The reality is it does take a little bit of time to flush through the income statement. And, you know, our view is that it's unlikely that you're going to see a 4.75% decrease in interest rates, you know, in the cycle. So let's say a more steady decline, and that means that things take a little bit of time. But the underlying property performance, you know, is very encouraging. And as we've mentioned in our results, you know, we're really confident if things continue in the same vein that in FY26 we'll be back into distribution growth territory and investors will be well rewarded.
We look forward to that. Thank you so much to you, Estienne de Klerk, CEO of Growthpoint Properties, as you heard it right here, the most liquid, the juggernaut in the property space, Growthpoint, and looking forward to more of those excellent results in a year and some changes time, but one wants to get in at a decent valuation.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.